As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back our wayward sons, and by your Spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. So we call out to dry bones, come alive.
This one's for Joy. Joy Cranfield likes this song.
Counting sheep. He wondered why the young lamb had to die, why his blood was on the door. Through the wind and rain it had still remained, but he wanted to be sure. So he cried out to his earthly father with a trembling voice so scared, crying, "Father, will you please look and see if the blood is still there?" He said, "Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. The wind may blow and the rain may fall, but it won't just wash away. The blood will stand the raging storm, it's been applied with loving care. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there."
Looking over the damage Satan's storm had left behind, clouds of endless questions and doubt had filled my mind. But the fear that gripped my troubled soul brought me back to my knees in prayer, crying, "Father, will you look and see if the blood is still there?" He said, "Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. The wind may blow and the rain may fall, but it won't just wash away. The blood will stay with loving care. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood . Could you imagine that your son's life on the line depended on that blood that you put on the door? And knowing that the angel of death was going to be coming by just that night. And you had to depend on that blood on that door. And just imagine, put yourself there. I mean, that would be such an awful feeling. You know, is it going to work? Is God's blood, is the blood of the Lamb sufficient? Is my son going to be here in the morning? And what God knew what he was doing when he did that back then. He was showing us today and showing them that his blood is sufficient, that if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, if you put your blood, if you apply His blood to your life, then the death angel is going to pass over you. It's just such a blessing. I don't know how people live without it. I'd be scared to death. I'd be scared to death. I like that song. I thought that number one would surely be me. I thought I would be what I wanted to be, and I thought I would build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding him. Will I be less than a man because I can't even walk without you holding my hand? I can't even walk without you holding down on my knees. I
can't even walk without you holding my
good. We're doing a couple. Is that on purpose? I get the hint. We're doing a couple new ones tonight, but they're actually old ones. Somebody said the good thing about the old ones are they're always good ones. But I think they might sound familiar to a few of us, Lonnie. So. Okay. Hope you get a blessing.
Gentle shepherd, come and
my soul in sad exile was out on life's sea. So burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice. And I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I am safe. I yielded myself to his tender embrace, and faith taking hold of the word, my fetters fell off, and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. Oh, come to the Savior. He patiently waits to save by his power. And say, my beloved is mine. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more.
Absent was joy, absent was peace, there was so little hope inside, wandering around with only questions as my companion, until the Spirit within
still wrapped up the precious Lamb, God's own begotten, was no longer in that grave. If you knew Him like I know Him, you would know that He's alive. If you felt Him like I feel Him, resurrection deep inside, you know He's living and death has died. If you're wandering in the darkness, come and step into the light. Nail-scarred hands reach out to help you, to pull you safe from death to life. Friend, I too have stood where you stand. Could I trust in things unseen? Just one step in His direction, then in love I know Him, you would know that He's alive. If you felt Him like I feel Him, resurrection deep inside, you know He's living and
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm glad he's alive. Amen. Thank the Lord. Appreciate the Lord and all he's done for us tonight. Turn your Bibles, please, to 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5. Thank the Lord. Enjoyed that singing every bit of it from start to finish. I enjoyed it. Amen. Thank the Lord. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 1. It's not a long chapter, so we'll read the entire thing, all 21 verses. 1 John chapter number 5. And once you find it, if you're so able, would you please stand with us as we read the Word of God. Amen. Verse 1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that beget loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments." And this is so true. His commandments are not grievous. It won't grieve you to keep God's word. Huh? Jesus don't take away from your life. He adds to your life. Yeah. Amen. Verse 4. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." Huh? It's one way I know I'm saved. "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may," what's the next word? "That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we," what's the next word? "Know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death." Verse 18, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not, and we..." You see something going on here? "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness, and we..." I think he's trying to get something across to us. "And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is truth, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols." Amen. Let's pray one more time. Father, we ask you to bless your people. Bless your word tonight. Help us to preach in the power and demonstration of your spirit. We ask, God, that you'd speak to the hearts of every individual that's here. God, forgive us of our sins, anything in our heart, in our actions, in our motivations, anything that you don't approve of. Lord, we ask that you cleanse us wholly. Help us to be sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Meet the needs of the hour. And God, we pray that you glorify yourself tonight. Help us to lift our hands to thee and magnify thee. These things we ask in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, that we pray. And amen and amen. If you're saved by the grace of God, say amen. Real good.
Amen.
Amen. That sounds so good. I'm going to ask you to say it again.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. I want to take a text tonight and preach for just a few minutes simply on the subject, I don't know it all, but I know enough to keep going. Amen. I don't know it all, but I know enough to keep going. You'll find here that John was dealing with a particular problem. Really, if you really study your history, John was dealing with two particular problems, and they were sort of opposite of each other. In that time, Gnosticism was rampant, as well as agnosticism. And we don't have time to get into everything, what that means, but part of what agnosticism teaches is that you can't really know, huh? There may be a God, there may not be a God, and but you really can't know that. The Gnosticism side of that spectrum says that knowledge is everything, and they believe in some sort of spiritual gobbledygook, that there's nothing, that everything about the flesh is sinful, and because of that, God could not become a man. It was impossible for that to happen. And in dealing with that, Brother Al, he began to say in verse 1 of chapter 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it. Huh? I don't believe tonight that you could have convinced John that he wasn't real, huh? He said, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. In this book, Brother Al, he begins to deal with some of the characteristics of that person that is born again. He goes on down to say in chapter number 2 says, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He begins to tell us that that one that is born of God will live for Jesus Christ. He begins in chapter number 3, he tells us that we should be called the sons of God. Verse 14, he says, we know that we have passed from death unto life. He goes to chapter 4 and begins to describe the love of God. And he said, here in his love, verse 10, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, but the propitiation for our sins. He then begins in chapter number 5 and he begins to tell us that when you're born of God, you overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And may I say tonight that you can overcome by the power of God. He begins in this fifth chapter, and as we've read and already alluded to, that this four-letter word keeps popping up, Brother Chris. He begins to say that we know. He said we know this, and we know. He begins to say the things that we can know. Now let me give you just a couple things. There's a lot of things in this world that I don't know. Would you say amen? There's a lot of things in this world that I don't neither can understand. The Bible says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Psalm 139:6, He said, such wonder, knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain to it. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord. Ephesians 3, He tells us to know, amen, what is the depth, the length, and the height, and the breadth. And then He said, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. You ever thought of, now I'm going somewhere, I promise. You ever thought about that concept? He said, it passes knowledge, or you can't really know it, but at the same time, He said, you can know the love of Christ. Well, preacher, I can't fully comprehend all the aspects of the love of God. I just can't wrap my mind around it. But I do know one thing, that I know the love of God. I may not be able to understand the love of God, but honey, you sure can know the love of God. Thank God that His love, the love of God, is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, according to Romans 5. I don't understand. I can't comprehend all the blessings of God. Would you say amen? Psalm 40:5 says they cannot be numbered. We can't fully understand how good God has been to us. On the other side of that spectrum, I don't understand the troubles and trials that people have to endure. I don't understand why. I don't understand why tragedy happens. And if you're honest, neither do you. Help me now. I don't always understand, as we talked about Sunday night, how a dear brother, friend of ours, amen, prayed for his daughter, yet she was recently murdered. I don't understand why that. I don't understand the dear lady that we work with, only been saved about 6 months. Her husband got saved the same night, 38 years old. Now she has an aggressive form of breast cancer. I don't understand all that. I don't understand how little babies all of a sudden become sick. I don't understand. I don't understand why people have to endure sudden infant death. I don't know all these things, and I'll never claim to know all these things. But I do know tonight that His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. I may not know everything, honey. Oh, but I do know one that knows everything. Bless His name, I know one that knows every problem that you have experienced. I know one that was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I know one that has the power to intervene in your situation. I know one that has the power to change life. And while you and I can't, I do know one that does. Say amen in the house of God tonight. And then there's coming a wonderful day when we'll never have to struggle with troubles and heartaches again. But there is a place coming, where there's no sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Anybody glad you're going to heaven tonight? Bless His dear name. He begins to tell us in this 5th chapter, we're going to go backwards. He said in verse 20, He said, and we know that the Son of God is come. Anybody know that tonight? Amen. You understand that the angel appeared to Mary. We're going to make sense in the end, I promise. The angel appeared to Mary and said, Mary, you found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call His name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. She said, how can these things be? I seem that I know not a man. Well, the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee, and therefore that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. You'll find that they wrapped him in swaddling clothes, didn't they? And they laid him in a manger. And the Bible tells us tonight that the angels in heaven said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Would you say amen? You understand, you go to John the first chapter and the first verse. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things are made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came from witness to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. Amen. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. And he said about Jesus, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave it power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on his name, but which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. And John said, this is he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. And then he said, for the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 8:9 says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. May I say to you, there was a man named Simeon who was in the temple, and the Lord had been showed that he would not taste death until he saw the Lord's Christ. It was about the 8th day that they brought that little baby in. Amen. And you'll find tonight, or just a little bit after he was born, rather, you'll find that they brought them to Simeon. Remember what Simeon said? He said, now let my soul depart, for I, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I don't know about you tonight. Thank God, if he never came, then there'd be no salvation. If there was no salvation, every last one of us would go to hell. But I'm so glad, amen, in spite of what the secular humanist may say, in spite of what the historical revisionist may say, in spite of what the skeptic may say, in spite of what the doubter may say, in spite of what sociology may say, in spite of what history class may say, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Son of God came, amen, and he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Anybody glad he came? Thank God. Anybody glad? He just robed himself of his kingly robe. He robed himself in the robe of flesh, and he was beaten, and he was crucified for your sins. But the third day he rose again, and John was on the Isle of Patmos, and he fell down at his feet as dead, and he said, John, fear not. Behold, I'm he that's alive, and I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I've got the keys of death and hell. Thank God, we know that the Son of God is come. Then verse 19, he said, and we know that we are of God. Huh? When you realize that the Son of God came, and then you be willing to, now I'm trying to get some, you realize the Son of God came, Brother Chris, and then you realize and accept that which he did for you on the cross of Calvary, the very moment that you place your faith in Jesus Christ, that very moment you don't have to tarry, you don't have to wait, just the very moment you really trust in Christ, you then become born of God. Say amen, would you? And so then we become individuals that are in the world, but we are not of the world, according to John 15 as well as John 17. And so he said, John said, we know that we are of God. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 says we are holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says we are his workmanship. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says we're a new creature. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20 says, now then we as ambassadors for Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. Amen. We are laborers together with God. Amen. We are God's husband. We are his building. We are his husbandry. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. Says he that has joined the Lord is one spirit. The Bible then tells us in 1 John chapter 3 that we are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says we are more than conquerors. Romans chapter 8 verse 17 says we are joint heirs with Christ. Acts 17 29 says we are the offspring of God. John 15 16 says we are chosen of God. Psalm 139 14 says we are made by God. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says we are partakers of that divine nature. Amen. Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 says we are complete in him. Amen. 1 John chapter 5 verse 13 says we can know that we have eternal life. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm glad that I know that he came. And then when he done a work on my heart, I know that I'm saved. You ought to say amen in the house of God tonight. I'm glad I'm not, I don't just think that I'm saved. I'm glad that I know that I'm saved. I know the Son of God has come. And because I know that he came, I know that I'm saved. We sing that song sometimes, I'm saved and I know that I am. I'm saved and I know, I'm so glad that I know that I am. Matthew 18, 11, the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. Luke 19, 10, the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Romans 10, 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 16, 31, I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. 1 Timothy 1, 15, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners of whom I am chief. Bless his name. I'm glad I'm saved, saved, saved. Born again by the grace of God on the way to heaven. Anybody happy tonight to know that you're saved? Thank God the devil don't like me. He can't do nothing about it. Thank God I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Thank God I'm going to heaven. My sins are forgiven. My iniquities are gone. I've got a hope. Thank God I know that I'm of God tonight. Thank God I'm glad he done a work on the on my heart. Know that I'm of God. Yeah, I know that I'm of God. He said, we know that the Son of God has come. He said, we know that we are of God. Then go back one more verse. He said, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Uh-oh. Huh? I would be... Now, we cannot take this out of context. Now, go to 1 John. I'm trying to hurry. 1 John chapter 1 says in verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Huh? So you might as well take off that false face of superiority and that you're something great. Yeah, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. By the way, as I tried to preach the other night, that removes, I don't remember, maybe so I don't remember where I preached about, that removes any reason for us to look down on one another. Amen. If we deceive ourselves if we say that we have no sin. Huh? By the way, that's why, thank God, that's why I want the worst of the worst to come to church, huh? Yeah, because my sin made me just as hell deserving as they are. Say amen, would you? I'm no better. You are no better. And if it wasn't for the good grace of God, amen, every one of us have been gone a long time ago. Thank God. Amen. But I'm glad. Oh, well, bless his name. When we without strength in due time, Christ died, then God, for scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Huh? So I say, bring him in. I say, bring him in. I say, bring the drug in. I say, bring the alcohol. I say, bring him in. Bring him in. Bring him in. And let God change him for the glory of God. Huh? Then you go later on this chapter. He said, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. So then the context must not be that we do not sin every now and then, because every last one of us do. So then the proper way to understand this, brother, is that the born-again believer does not live in that practice of willful sin. Huh? You see, in Galatians 5 gives us 17 works of the flesh. 17th thing. Now the works of the flesh is this. Then that latter part of that chapter says, but the fruit of the Spirit is. What are they? Love, joy, peace. Long-suffering, generous, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance. Against such there is no law. He said, this is what the flesh produces. And these are what the Spirit produces. You go back two chapters. You begin verse number 1 through 10. 1 John 3 said in verse 4, whosoever committeth sin, or excuse me, verse 3 says, every man that hath this hope in himself purifieth himself even as he is pure. May I say in Romans chapter 6, you know what it says? We made a quote a little bit the other night. What shall we say? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Amen. Goes on down to say that you are, but now you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which would, and he goes on say sin shall not have the before they said sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under law but under grace. May I say tonight, Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. 1 John 3:8 says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Thank God. By the way, I'm glad when I got saved by the grace of God, he saved me from the penalty of sin. Amen. Not only did he save me from the penalty of sin, hey, but he saved me from the power of sin, thank God. And so the born again believer, amen, the devil doesn't have power over you anymore, amen, because you're born of God. He said, whosoever is born of God, Colossians chapter 3 says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your fix on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. He said, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is adultery. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, in the which you walked sometime when you lived in them. Amen. But now also put off all these anger, wrath, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put on the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, thank God, which after God is created in right, which is rooted in knowledge after the image of him that created him. I'm glad I laid off the old man. I took on the new man, and thank God I'm different because he came, because I'm of God. He made a difference on the inside, which then is manifest on the outside. And so then believers don't live like they used to live. I said believers in Christ don't live now like they lived before they met Christ. If he left me the same, amen, why would I... Well, let me say, I'm glad he didn't leave me like he found me. I'm glad I didn't leave like I came, thank God. I'm glad I left a brand new creature, and I know that tonight. Because whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Back up to 14. He said this. I'm trying to get there. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, what's it say? He heareth us. Boy, that's a good place to shout, He heareth us. Psalm 55:17, David said, evening, morning, and noon will I cry aloud. Amen. Will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Psalm chapter 3, David said, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Isaiah chapter 59, behold, the hand of the Lord is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. 1 Peter 3:12 was a quotation from Psalm 34, and he said, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. David said in Psalm 34, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. I'm glad today in Psalm 34:17 says the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. May I say tonight, as we've already began to quote, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. May I say tonight, Hebrews chapter number 10. Amen. He said, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having a heart sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Ephesians chapter number 3. He said, in whom we have access with boldness and confidence by the faith of Him. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, we have access, isn't that a good word? We have access by faith in this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And he said, when we ask according to His will, He heareth us. And then he said this, and we know, if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Now, let me slow down just for a moment. I won't be long-winded tonight. I maybe already am. I don't know. Amen. I don't want to hold you too much longer. Let me say this tonight. You may not, sometimes we don't realize, and people don't realize that those that are away from God, those that are lost, that have not been born again by the grace of God, they have no relationship with God. Because they have no relationship with God, subsequently they have no access to God. If they have no access to God, then who are they going to pray when they're in trouble? Don't get mad. Don't get mad at me tonight. It's the truth. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. If you're not covered, washed by the blood, you have no access to God. If you can't come to God, then how in the world you gonna pray? And so then we get in trouble. How can you pray for God to help you in your situation if you have no access to Him? Now I'm going somewhere. If you have no access to Him, how can you pray for Him to heal your body? If you have no access to Him, how in the world can you help? I ask Him to help you in your job. Amen. May I say this? It may not be popular, but that's all right. May I say tonight, the access to God only comes. Now listen, if you're not saved by the grace of God, what you can do is you can call on the name of Jesus for salvation. I promise you, thank God, if you'll call upon Him for salvation, I promise you, honey, He'll save you. He'll wash you. He'll regenerate you. He'll make you a new creature. He'll put your name in the Lamb book of life. He'll give you a home in heaven one day after a while. You can go to heaven, thank God, and be with all the loved ones in Jesus Christ. But may I say tonight, if you call on Him, amen, He will save you. Once you get saved, amen, then you have access in the morning. Then you have access at noon. Then you have access in the evening. You even have access Him the midnight hour. What are you saying, preacher? I may not know why I am going through that which I am going through, but I do know Jesus came and that He made me of Him. He changed my nature, and because He came and made me of God and made me His child, made me one of His children, I now have access to God, and I can pray. I can pray. Say amen, would you? I may not know everything. I may not know why things are happening like they're happening. But I do know that I can come to God, and I do know that He saved me, and I do know that He's been good to me, and I do know enough to know that one day our troubles and trials will be over. I've experienced Him enough to know that it's not time to quit. It's not time to give up. It's not time to back down. It's not time to quit praising Him. It's not time to quit shouting. It's not time to quit preaching. It's not time to quit singing. It's time to go on for Jesus Christ, because He came, He made you one of His children. You now have access to God, and so why not do as Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Anybody glad and know that you know that you know that you're saved? You know enough that you're going to say, I'm going to keep on going for Jesus Christ, and pray when I get in trouble, pray when I'm not in trouble, pray when I'm on the mountain, pray when I'm in the valley, I pray when I'm sick, I pray when I'm well, I pray when I'm poor, I pray when I'm wealthy, and go on for Jesus Christ tonight. Somebody said, well, preacher, how in the world do you know that this Jesus whom you serve and preach about is real? Well, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. Here it is. He lives within my heart. Anybody glad you know him tonight? Glory to God, I know that he lives. Now, I know this may not have been the message where you shout us down, but I want to encourage you tonight. What we, as we've said, we may not know everything, but what we ought to do is take that little bit that we do know. The little that we know is true. Huh? The things that are most important, right? And know that Jesus came. And that he then made us one of his. Who then changed our nature. Who then gave us access to God. All I know is I may not be very smart. I may not be, but I do know that he made me a new creature. And he's been too good to me for me to quit, go back, or stop doing what I'm doing. I'm just going to go on for Jesus Christ. What about you tonight? Whatever your need is, come on, I ask that you pray. The access has been made and given to you and for you by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so you may not know why you're in this particular circumstance that you have found yourself in, but I do know one thing. You have access to God. So just come and give it to him. Just come and pray. Huh? Just come and lay your needs. Lay your problems at the altar at the feet of Jesus Christ. And just go on with what you do know. Amen.
Amen.
That's the message to me.
Amen.
Stand to your feet.
Stand.
Service is nearing an end. The choir is singing just as I am. And now as the old song is played, people at the altar are kneeling down to pray. Some are finding mercy, forgiveness of their sin. And some are fighting battles, and they're struggling to win. The time has come to give them to the Lord. 'Cause that's what this altar is for. That's what this altar is for. And you don't have to carry those burdens anymore. 'Cause there's a light in the darkness, and there's a love that's true. And Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly now before they close the door. 'Cause that's what this altar is for. A father is praying with his son. A mother kneels beside them, thanking God they've come. An old man is standing. giving up a part of him that he's held back for years. Hearts are being broken and lives are being changed. And those who call upon him, they will never be the same. Go quickly now before they close the door. That's what this altar is for. And that's what this altar is for. And you don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness, and there's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly now before they close the door. You can give your burdens to the Lord. If that's what this altar is for, you don't have to carry those burdens anymore. There's a light in the darkness, and there's a love that's true. And Jesus is waiting, he is waiting here for you. Go quickly now before they close the door. You can give your burdens to the Lord. That's what this altar is for.
As she plays very softly, they get ready to sing something else. Would you bow your head all over the house? I'm asking a couple questions tonight. I don't know your heart. It's our fifth time here ever. I'll be honest. You say, preacher, I'll be honest. I don't know. I don't know for sure that I'm saved. Maybe I know that I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Preacher.
Listen.
My soul is not right with God.
Amen.
And I don't know that I'd go to heaven when I die.
Listen.
If that's you and you're concerned about your soul and want us to pray for you, nobody's looking but Brother Al and myself. Can you slip up your hand? Preacher, I'm not a Christian. I need to be. And I want to be.
Yes.
And I know I ought to be. Preacher, that's me. Can you slip up your hand and put it right back down? It's something to go through life and not know that your soul's right with God. No, there's no peace. There's no peace if you don't know you're right with God. Preacher, that's me. Can you slip up your hand real quickly? Nobody looking but us. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Let's tarry for just a moment before we move on. Young person, what about it? Older. Preacher, I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm a Christian. I know that I am. But I'll be honest with you. I'm human, and sometimes I just don't understand why life is the way it is. Sometimes, I don't know if the devil does you, but sometimes he'll want to jump up and ride, and sometimes we'll give him a saddle to ride on, don't we? But preacher, I don't know why. Sometimes I question, why is it like this? Why? But preacher, I do know that I'm saved. I do know that I have access, and I just need God to help me in this circumstance that I may not know why, but I do know God is good, but I just need some help tonight. I need to touch an area of my life, or there's an area of my life I just need to give to Him. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's a heartache. I don't know. Maybe it's a sickness. I don't know why I'm going through it, but He does. And I want you to remember me. Is that anybody you had the courage to throw up? God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. And you and you. Thank you for your honesty. Anybody else? God bless you. Huh? And if the truth be told, I was talking to a lady we worked with the other day. She had a tragedy in her life that she'd been praying so hard for God to rectify the situation. She prayed what she felt she wanted God to, and it didn't happen. And she said, "Jeff, I thought, what's the use to pray?" And if we're honest, the devil has said that to every last one of us. But I promise you, there is a reason to pray. And He's working all things after the counsel of His own will, Ephesians 1:11. Preacher, going through something. I may not know why, but I just need help tonight. He knows. He knows. That's me, preacher. Slip up your hand, can you? Really quickly. Anybody else? Sweet. And if you know that He came, and if you know that you're saved, that's good enough to make it through life. Thank the Lord. You can raise your hand. You that raised your hand, if you would so like to, we invite you to come to this altar. Let me give you one scripture, and I'm going to say this. We often misquote this, and I've been so guilty of misquoting it myself. 1 Peter 5:7 does not say, cast all your care. But rather it says, casting all your care. Cast sounds like a past tense thing. I cast it. But He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Say, preacher, I prayed about this last week. Won't you come pray about it again?
Yeah.
Can't pray too much. He knows. You may not, but He knows. Come on, give it to God as we sing. Come on, come on, come on.
If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
He told us, you know you're one of His.
Yeah.
He told us, you know you're a child of the King.
Yeah.
He told us, you know you're a new creature.
Yeah.
He told us, you know you have access. But as I stood right there, and I looked around, it struck my heart that your husband doesn't know that. There are wives whose husbands aren't saved. There are children whose parents aren't saved. There are husbands whose wives aren't saved. Somebody in our church tonight, look around, you'll see. Their loved one's not saved. And we've been praying tonight. We've been praying for them for years. I think we need to take them to the Lord tonight. If that's you tonight, if your spouse, if your parent, if your child is not saved, as we sing another verse, bring them to the Lord. As you look around and see those in that situation, why don't you come take their loved one to the Lord? As we sing another verse, if that's you, if you know that person, come pray. They need your prayers.
If your body suffers pain,
and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair. Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God in heaven answers prayer. He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never surely bring you out. Take your burden.